For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first, let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport, where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Hey, Ryan, for your Klein Alley show. Thanks for helping us to send K-Rock back to school as MASHtags is back, the most interactive hour in all of radio happening this hour.
Sometimes you want to play MASHtags, sometimes you don't. Well, if you don't, you're gonna be bummed out, because we're playing it now.
All right, we got 714 Offspring Break. 626 Dropkick Mr. Murphy.
Oh, poor Mr. Murphy.
714 Stone Temple Pie Charts. 424 is 311. That's dismissal.
That's the time. You got to get the hell out of here. Then it's the after-school programs that begin.
And I do like 818 Nickel Backpack.
Nickel Backpack is a strong contender. Get them to us as we send K-Rock back to school with anything under the K-Rock umbrella, mashed together with anything in the world of school, and get them to us. You have another 30 minutes this hour to get them in, and then before we announce the big winner for MASHtags. Right now, though, let's focus on something more important for Allie, at least. As the wheel has been brought back into the K-Rock studios, it has now been reborn as the Wheel of Reveal. And this wheel will not determine or let us know what is happening inside of Allie, but it will help us determine how she will give this announcement. Apparently, already a fight brewing between Allie and her wife, because her wife was not aware that Allie was going to reveal the gender publicly this week, but Allie has decided as she is entering the second trimester of pregnancy, now's the time to share with the masses why she is becoming a mass.
This is when everyone does their reveals, and I actually got in trouble again yesterday from a neighbor who said, "Hey, how are you doing?" And I said, "Oh, I'm good. I'm just, you know, got another week of the first trimester." She said, "Oh, I had no idea you're pregnant. Congratulations." I said, "Thank you so much." And then I told her the gender. And then she said, "Oh, I wish you had asked me if I wanted to know."
Really? She didn't want to know?
Yes.
Wow.
She was like, "Oh, wow. I usually like it to be a surprise." I was like, okay.
Well, you ruined it for her.
It's like a movie.
I ruined
spoiler alert.
Her experience of my pregnancy.
Listen, it's very easy to be critical about the gender reveals. They matter kind of for the couple, I guess, because you're going to figure out what kind of stuff you're going to start buying to get the nursery ready. But for most other people, it's a 50-50. It's not that exhilarating or exciting.
Yeah,
but
it just has people going, oh, cool.
But I will say, after witnessing the one we did for that those listeners a few weeks ago, I found myself, especially after looking at the video and their reaction and their family reacting.
Right.
And that wasn't even their first kid. That was a second kid gender reveal, which is even less significant. But I was, I found myself getting caught up in it a little bit. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting soft or something. But regardless, I know I'll get real soft hearing about Allie's gender reveal. That's for sure. There is some advice coming through. You know, one of the options on the Wheel of Reveal, and we will share with you a bunch of different possible ways we could do the gender reveal. And as you know, a lot of these end up bad on the news. People try to go ahead and light off a firework, and then all of a sudden they catch a whole field on fire. There's been houses that have been burned down. People that have died. That's right. There was a guy was attempting to...
Was he doing the baseball bat smoke bomb one?
Yeah, it was hitting an exploding ball with a baseball bat, and I think the guy ended up...
I think he killed his grandmother or something.
It goes badly for a lot of people, but that's how they go viral. So
hopefully it'll happen to us.
Before we get to the Wheel of Reveal and figure out exactly how you will be revealing this to the masses, here's some advice from someone that loves to do reveals.
Yo, what is up, everybody? Mr. Beast here.
Oh.
Allie, I heard you are doing a gender reveal that is lit. I did a What Am I Having for Lunch reveal on my YouTube channel that involved lighting 5 Cybertrucks on fire in space. Oh. Are you doing anything like that?
Okay.
Oh, you're spinning a crappy little wheel? No. That's cool, too. Anyways, make sure you smash that like button and hit subscribe.
Now, that's Mr. Beast. Now, he knows how to do a reveal, and a budget obviously spares no expense. If he's going to light 5 Cybertrucks in space to figure out if he's going to have a sandwich or a salad for lunch, that is way better than this crappy wheel we have in here. On the wheel... there's 9 different possibilities, and then, of course, always Allie's pubes and the tainted salad.
Allie's pubes!
remain on the wheel.
Now, if it goes to Allie's pubes, do I dye my pubes?
Yes,
and then sprinkle them.
If you it would be a dye and reveal either blue or pink boosh. And that would determine whether or not you're having, obviously, boy and or girl.
I wonder if that's okay to do while you're pregnant, dye your pubes blue. I'll ask my doctor.
Fine. I think it's fine.
Or pink.
I would like you to ask the pharmacist at CVS if they think that's okay. I feel like we should start going to that window for more questions.
Hey, doctor, I need to dye my pubes either blue or pink, depending. I need your permission.
Here's what we have on the wheel in the number one spot. Something that it's been a while since we've done it. Probably would not recommend doing it to a pregnant lady, but human pinata, which is always a crowd favorite. Human pinata. Where you would be wrapped in something. We would hit you with baseball bats.
Oh, you'd hit me.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, we wouldn't hit another person?
No, it'd be you, I think. We wouldn't hit you in the tummy, but we'd hit you in the other parts. And then, obviously, based on us hitting you, it would either be that pink or blue crap would fall off you. And
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Pinata version.
That seems like someone could die. That would be good.
A lot of people do the big smoke bombs are a big thing. The pink or the blue smoke bombs. Mm-hmm. And there's different ways to do it. But you know what I don't think anyone's ever done is gender reveal inside their own boss's office.
Ah, cool.
Where, he doesn't come in most of the days of the week. So the idea that we could light off a smoke bomb in his office.
Cool.
And it would be either pink or blue. And then
he'd never find out.
And then a month and a half later when he came in here, he'd say, what's all this blue residue on my chair? I guess I'll leave for another month so they can clean it up. So we think that would be fun for us to
do. Does he lock his office when he's not here?
I think so.
He does lock it, but I do know where there's a master key here.
Well, Jay has
the master key. Yeah.
And then there's another master key that I have hidden somewhere for just such an occasion.
Yeah.
So we've got that.
Okay. What else we got?
Celebrity doing gender reveals is a big deal now. A lot of people are just paying for them on Cameo, but because, we have access through K-Rock, maybe there is a possibility that we could use some of the connections here to have a celebrity reveal gender. Here's an example of what that could sound like.
What's up? It's LeBron James. Allie, I heard you are having another kid and doing a gender reveal. Congratulations. Some parenting advice. Don't get your Nepo baby a job where you work and then quit the next day. Mm. People hate that shit.
That's absolutely true. So that's a possible celebrity gender reveal that we could do.
My child will never be a Nepo baby.
No,
because
that's for
you
sure.
have to be famous first.
Right. Yeah. The best thing that could happen to that unborn kid is that he's someone else's kid or she's someone else's kid. That way they get to be a Nepo baby.
Exactly.
That's just one example. Obviously, we played this before the break. But
hey, it's President Trump with some big news about my biggest supporter. Is Allie the lesbo going to have a little Don Jr. or a little Ivanka? Mm-hmm. Let's find out. Then put that kid in a cage.
So that'll be a fun way to do it as well. These are all possibilities. I'm just saying, these are all things that potentially could be how we reveal the gender of your unborn child.
We could also have Vanessa dress as the child's gender.
Well, that was so...
Come in here with a little lollipop and pigtails.
If Vanessa came in wearing a bonnet and with a rattle, a blue or a pink rattle, that would be a fun way to do it
and
as
then
well.
In the diaper, you see it's either pink or blue
right.
or urine.
Yeah, right. And we'd know. And then we'd find out Vanessa's pregnant. That'd be crazy. The one we've talked about doing, which is also going on the wheel in the number five spot, is Johnny in the helicopter. Johnny claims that he would go up to do a live Jason report from a chopper, but then he immediately said he was too scared to do it. But if it's up there to announce, maybe with Stu or one of the other guys we know that handles the traffic or the police choppers in L.A.,
right.
a big chopper gender reveal for you, that would be exciting, I think, for all of us.
I think that would be awesome.
Hear from the chopper. And, of course, there's the cliche ones that everyone does, which is biting into a cake of some sort that has the frosting of blue or pink. That's not exciting enough, so I think what we would have to do would be bite into an insect.
An actual insect?
Yeah, there's a lot of insects that are edible. I mean, all insects you can eat.
Do any of them have goo inside that reflects the gender of a child?
We would have to figure that out ahead of time. But yeah, that would be a fun way to do that.
Okay.
So of all of these options, and then there's the listener's choice option, and then just, did any of these jump out at you as something that you would like to do to review? It's your baby.
You know, I would love for Johnny to go in a helicopter, mm-hmm. and then it would be even better if Johnny could jump out of the helicopter, and then the parachute would either be pink or blue.
Johnny's having a hard enough time even going out.
I was going to say, what are you talking about jumping out of a helicopter?
He said he would go into it only if it went up and then right back down. He doesn't even want to cruise around. Like, you think?
Come back down.
Yeah. Johnny, this would be a part of a big epic thing now that we would do. If it goes bad, it's only going to be good news for the show. And if it goes good, no one will probably ever talk about it again.
Damn. Well, if I die, will you guys come to my funeral?
Will you at least go in the helicopter if that's what it lands on and help reveal the gender of the baby?
All right.
Vanessa claims we've already been in contact with Stu Mundell, and he's not allowed to use his work helicopter for personal reasons, but we think there's a way that we could get involved and do something with it.
Okay.
These are some of the options now. And, of course, Allie's pubes is always on the wheel.
And
the wheel seems to be weighted in the direction of Allie's pubes.
Blue or pink pubes? I think that the pink would be much harder.
Yeah, I think they'd both be difficult for different
reasons. Counteract the darkness.
So, you ready for this? Boss's office. There's also something on here about making out with a listener. Now, I don't know why or how that would result in the gender reveal, but I guess we'd bring in a male and a female listener.
Would this be any female or male listener, or would this be like a secondhand Cindy versus one-armed Gary situation?
Yeah, we'd bring in a secondhand Cindy and a one-armed Gary, and then you would basically stand there in front of them, and whichever one you made out with tongue, would be the...
why does it have to be tongue?
That's how we know it's what you're going to have.
Because we love our listener.
Right.
So number 8 on the list is sex with a listener.
And so, it's a good idea. Sex with Allie.
So down the wheel.
Bring in a male and a female listener, and whichever one you make out with, then we all know what you're having.
You know, somebody else brought up Sharpie Avatar, if we brought that back.
Yeah, Jake.
And you would either have to do, I guess it'd be maybe red or blue in that case. Because
there's no
the
red
Sharpie.
Avatar.
Yeah.
Not possible.
Get a pink Sharpie. Yeah, we should Sharpie Jake's face. That would be a good way to reveal as well. So anyway, here we go. A lot of options here. And Allie's going to spin it. This is the wheel of reveal, whatever it lands on.
We got to figure it out.
That is the one we are going to do. So once again, everything is associated with the number.
If it lands on celebrity, can we please book, like, not a celebrity I hate?
No promises.
Okay.
No promises.
Come on, Allie!
It's the wheel of reveal. One of these will be how Allie does reveal the gender of her unborn child. And I would say you don't want it to land on 6, 7, or 8.
What's 7?
Oh, boy.
Is it Johnny in a helicopter?
Quite the opposite, actually. Tell her, Klein.
7 is listener pick.
Listener pick?
Listener pick.
Which means, listener kiss.
No, listener pick. 9 was listener kiss. So that means the listeners will determine how
they
reveal.
They will find things that are so much worse than this.
Oh, yes, they will. So we need those suggestions now on the text line at 800-520-1067.
Or you can pick something that was already on the wheel if it's your choice.
This is a tease as to what one of the celebrities could be that we could get our hands on for this big gender reveal right now. I'm not saying. Shout out to Jackie. I hope you are flying high in heaven these days.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.